Thank you for choosing Archtop Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hey, say Phil.
Yes.
Hi, Phil. My name is Ted. I is just signing up for Archtop Fiber. I live in Kingston. I was signing up online, but the monthly charge that the website has quoted is $5 a month more than what all the advertisements are saying. So I thought
Okay.
I'd give a call.
Sure, I can help you with that. Can I get you? So you're trying to sign up for service online, but the price you were being told online wasn't the price that you're seeing in all of our advertisements. I can very much help you with that. Can I get your address real quick?
It's 20 Brewster Street in Kingston.
Said Brewster? Pulling that up right now. There we are. Is this for a home or business?
Home.
Home. Alrighty. And what speed of internet were you looking to get? 1 gig or 2 gig?
One.
One. All right. Great. No worries. Were you looking to get any additional extenders for your
Yes.
internet service? No? Okay. And did you need home phone service?
No, thank you.
All right, fantastic. So we have 20 Brewster Street here in Kingston, New York. The zip code is 12401. Do you own or rent the property?
It doesn't matter.
It does actually, because if you do rent, we actually have to make contact with the landlords.
I
If
own
it
it.
you own it, okay. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
No, okay. And can I get your name spelled out, please?
It's EDWARD. First name, last name, Burt, BURT.
What's a good email address for you?
It's my name at proton.me.
That ME?
Yes, as in
So we have
me, myself.
Edward Burt at proton.me.
Yes.
And the phone number you're calling me on today, the 860-987-3968, is that a good contact number for you?
Yes.
Fantastic. Now we have a couple of options of how we can contact you. We have phone, email, and text message. Which one would you prefer?
Email.
Email? All right, fantastic. I do have a little disclosure I do need to go over with you for our contacts, so just give me one moment while I read that out to you. So, for email communication, you agreed to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email, as well as communication about your account and installation dates. You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting us at our office or by clicking the unsubscribe button at the bottom of your email, just so you're
Okay,
aware.
can you just unsubscribe? Can I just not get the marketing emails?
Yes,
No.
we can actually select we can actually go into your account once it's set up to select that you don't wish to receive marketing. And at the same time, when you receive your first email, you can always just click unsubscribe and just give us a call or
Sure, yeah,
change your
not,
information.
yeah, if it's possible to do ahead of time, then great. Otherwise, I will do it as it comes.
No worries. Now, as part of the installation process, we do need to run us a soft check, credit check, just to see whether or not you are to need to make a $50 deposit in order to ensure service. It's not going to affect your credit score, so don't worry about it. We're just gathering a bit of information to determine that you are who you say you are. You can opt and
Does
bypass
the
this.
$50 credit change? Okay, it just goes off in the first month, right?
No, actually, that is a deposit. It is not actually included in your bill. So you can always bypass the credit check, but you will be required to pay that $50 deposit. That $50 deposit usually is sent back out via check after service has been terminated. Would you like to run a credit check to
I
see whether
see.
or not would you like to run a credit check to see whether or not you're required to pay that $50? Because if you're not required to, hey, it's no, nothing off your back.
Okay, yes, I'll take this. I'll do the credit check.
All right, fantastic. Give me one second. I'm got pulling out all your information real quick just so I can make sure everything is good.
Can I check in with you that I'm that's about like how much is this going to cost per month, because this is the problem
Sure.
that I was encountering in the first place.
Sure, that's very, very much. So the base price of our 1 gig internet before discounts, because it's always listed
Within,
on.
So I'm going to do the monthly auto pay.
Auto pay. So monthly auto pay, we have two forms of monthly auto pay. If you're paying with a credit or debit card, that discount is only $5. If you're doing a bank withdrawal, that discount is $10. That's the biggest method you can get. So that to get the $69.99 price, you do have to pay with ACH auto payment from your bank, as well as paperless billing.
Okay. I see why it costs.
Yeah, okay. No worries.
That explains what the difference is.
That's what the difference is. Yeah.
Okay. So does it help you if I, hello?
I'm still here.
Yeah. Does it help you if I keep doing this through you now that I understand why?
Yes. We're actually almost all the way done with everything. So don't worry about it. So,
right. I'm almost done online as well, but I'm just saying, now that I understand the difference, I could finish online.
If you wanted to finish online, that's fine. But as I said, we're actually at the very end of it. And usually our systems are itself actually posts quicker to our backend systems faster than it does online, because it has to go from online checking with our systems to make sure everything's good, then to online. And since I'm almost done with it here, I can actually even get you scheduled out. Probably, and sometimes online when you try to do the scheduling for your installation, sometimes it'll be like, oh, hey, by the way, this date's available, and then it turns out it's not available. We can actually look into what's available a little bit quicker than the online systems, because we can see what's available at that time.
So the plan is, it's easier to make a plan with you. Great.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So for that credit check, I'm ready to go. All I need is your social security number. Don't worry, we're not going to hold on to this information. It's actually in a very secure location. We don't keep this information ourselves. We just use the information for a credit report. So okay. if you're ready, go ahead with your social security number.
It's 047-78-0797.
Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second while that runs. Congratulations, you're not required to pay a deposit fee, so that's fantastic news. Yes. Now, just to go over the information real quick about the services that we're getting up. This is a home internet for one gig. You don't need any additional extenders and you don't need a phone. Your base price is $79.99 with ACH auto payment and paperless billing. That'll drop it down to $69.99. Your service address is 20 Brewster Street in Kingston, New York, 12401, and you do own your home. You did opt in to do the credit check, which you passed, which is fantastic. And you said you wanted to, do you want to do the auto pay and paperless billing with ACH?
I think that's my best option, but I should.
So ACH is going to be like it. Pretty much it's the same method as like if you get any kind of direct deposit.
I know what it is. I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just like, I have to figure out whether, so I have, I'm pretty sure that it's saves me more money than paying with my credit card, but I need to check.
Okay.
Does that matter? Does that?
So with credit and debit, you get a $5 discount, which will bring that price from $79.99 down to $74.99. With the ACH payments, it brings it down from $79.99 to $69.99.
Okay, it's slightly to my advantage to do it over ACH.
Yes.
Yes.
So we'll do ACH. All right. All right.
Can I just set that up online? Finish this online at this point.
Oh yes. If you'd like to finish this up online, you very well can, sir. So that's no problem if you want to do it that way. So,
So can I sign up for this? I just want to like finish entering all my information online. I feel more comfortable doing that.
Oh.
Can we set up the time for y'all to come? Now I can like log into my account or something, and set up ACH and all that.
So if you want to set up ACH yourself during the process of sign up through our website, you'll actually be asked for the information for that ACH bank withdrawal as well. So you can input that information so that way that nothing comes through other agents and stuff like me. And if you do want to call us after you've done setting up service through online to possibly reschedule and see what is available for your service. You can always do that, and we'd be very happy to help you schedule that installation time to something that fits better into you, just in case there's an issue in the system.
Okay, so you're like, finish signing up online and then call you back?
Yeah,
if you in about
that's perfectly accept that's perfectly acceptable. Yep, that's perfectly acceptable.
Good. Great. So I'll do that. Do I have to do the credit check again? Does that even matter? What's going on?
So the it's going to run an additional credit check again. Like as I said, with what I just did, it's the credit check's already done. The only information we have left to do is actually our regular disclosures, which you would be able to read if you do them online, as well as getting the scheduling done. And that's literally the only that I literally have like three steps left to do on my side. But if you want to do it online, sir, that's perfectly understandable. And very happy to hear that you are taking advantage of our online services.
Okay, good. Then I'm going to do that, and I'll call back if I need to figure out about a different installation date.
Oh, no worries, Edward. So, is there anything else I can help you with today?
If I call back in a second.
All right. You might not receive me exactly. We do have a rotation of agents that usually do pick up.
No worries.
But if there's nothing else, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and hopefully we get to hear back from you and welcome you to the family.
Oh, thank you. All right. Talk to you later, man.
Later. Bye-bye.